Hour 4.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:10. We're going to top out today at 38. It is 29 right now. And I showered for you this morning.
I appreciate that.
I washed my hair. I did not put any product in it. I did bring my product, but I didn't put any in it.
Yeah. I have some product along. So.
What is it?
It's just the Flat Iron Perfector Straightening Mist. Got some argan oil in it.
Kind of like the
heat protection.
Stuff I spray in my daughter's hair.
Smooth and
the
shiny.
Johnson & Johnson stuff when I'm brushing her hair after she gets out of the tub.
That's detangler?
Yeah. I couldn't think of what it's called. I have to start brushing my hair. It's gotten so long now.
Yeah.
Because it was getting entangled.
For the record, when I said before that you have...
I will freely admit right now it looks like a mullet.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got out of the shower, it was still wet, I slicked it back and put a hat on. And right now, I will freely admit, I look like Mullet Man.
It's bad.
But it's still...
a mullet.
Right now, yes. It looks like a mullet.
So if it could be right now,
it isn't technically
a
mullet.
Then it would be a mullet, right?
It technically still is not a mullet, because if I pull my hair down, I am no longer business in the front. I got the party in the front, man. Aha!
Oh my God, you're going to look ridiculous.
Did you ever see the pictures of my hair straightened before?
Yes,
and
I did.
I looked like...
ridiculous.
It was very, very strange because my hair is very naturally curly and nothing aggravates me more than people accuse me of getting a perm. Like, really? Do I strike you as the kind of guy who A, would spend the money on a perm and B, want one in the first place?
Uh-uh.
No.
No, sir.
No. I barely pay for haircuts. Well, I haven't paid for a haircut in over 6 months now.
Yeah, because you're letting it grow. And now it looks like a mullet.
Well, I made a deal with myself because I hate my hair when it gets long.
But your wife likes
it.
As
motivation.
So this is kind of an interesting
It's a very tricky dynamic because my wife keeps making really good sweets.
Yeah.
She made brownies twice in the last month.
She's trying to get you fat.
And she keeps making cookie dough balls, which are addictive. Have you had my wife's cookie dough balls?
No, you haven't brought any of those in.
Oh.
You haven't shared.
I will bring them in.
That's okay.
Had her brownies.
I have. I've lost 5 pounds. So whatever.
You lost 5 pounds at the gym yesterday?
No, just since from the last couple months since I last weighed myself.
Oh, okay.
I've lost 5 pounds.
You did better over Christmas than I did.
I know. I did pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
I know. I was pretty impressed with myself.
Okay, so we're going to straighten my hair.
Yeah.
And
everybody can see that I was right about you having a mullet.
We'll get the before pictures and then the after pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And we will put them on the website.
And we got some video we're going to do, too,
Well, maybe.
We'll see.
I'm not going to promise video.
Okay.
Because it might not be worth
watching. Might be boring.
Yeah. There's definitely a decent shot of it not being interesting, so I...
unless I burn you, then that would be interesting.
You burn me? I am getting the credit for the hits.
No way.
If you burn me,
no.
I get... no, I'm the one getting tortured. You can post it as you.
Because
there's like a contest, you know, here at the station for who's getting the most page views on their stories on the website.
Uh-huh.
And if you burn me, I should get those.
Okay. It has to be actual proof of burn, though.
Yeah,
so you just go, ow, you burned me.
No, I won't do that.
Okay.
If you actually burn me, though...
yeah, that has to be proof of burn.
Well, if the only proof is to shave my head to find the burn.
Well, whatever we have to do.
I will be honest. I will not fake a burn.
Okay.
Okay. Besides, if you burn me, it's probably going to be on my lower neck anyway.
It'd probably be on your ear.
Or my ear. Yeah.
That's the only place I've ever burnt myself.
See, I have no idea where you would burn yourself. What is the technical term for this contraption?
Hair straightener. Not a hairy straightener.
Yeah. Autocorrect was killing me last night.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I had a text message, don't forget the hairy straightener. I'm like, well, I have a hair straightener. I'll bring that, but I don't have a hairy straightener.
Oh, flat iron.
Or flat iron.
Yeah.
I call it a hair straightener. But yes, a flat iron would also be the term.
And then I tried to respond back.
And instead
said,
of the word guess.
I meant to type, I guess that will do.
Yeah.
And instead it put in, I guessed that will do. And then I replied.
I said LMAO.
Yeah. And then I replied, swear word. Yeah, I cursed a little bit in there, too. Yeah. Anyway, okay, so we'll straighten my hair.
And everybody's excited to see the hair straightening.
Yeah.
Should be interesting.
It's pretty sweet. We'll do that here during the break and the music that is coming up, and then hopefully we'll get pictures up very soon of me looking like a caveman. That's coming up. Hang on. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:25. We're going to top out at 38 today. It is... I have no idea what it is. I got to put my glasses back on.
Maybe
I can't read the temperature. It's 29 right now. Okay. I didn't put my headphones on here, so everything sounds okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We sound good.
Okay. I was just checking because I didn't want to... ruin your masterpiece.
My voice sounds awesome.
Anyway.
So you know those gals that have their hair cut where the back's really spiky and sticks up?
Oh, the shotgun blast to the back of the head?
Yeah. That's kind of what you have.
Well, I'm... Oh. Yeah, this is about what it looked like 5-6 years ago when I straightened it.
I'm not done yet, but the back is all spiky and it's because of the curls.
It's a little frizzy.
Yeah, I have to spray some more stuff.
And then the other side is still...
I'm still on, I haven't finished that side. Yeah. I'm gonna have to probably like straighten it and like with the under to get it to go actual straight.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just impressed you haven't burned me yet.
I'm not gonna burn you. I'm a professional.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, pictures of that will be coming shortly at hot1047.com. Okay, so if you go out as a couple, you know, you're a man and wife or, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been a part of a couple that would sit on the same side of a booth or a table? Did you ever do that?
I think I usually would sit next to whoever I was with.
When it's just you two, not you're part of a...
No, if you're part of a group, we'd sit next to each other.
Yeah, yeah, if you're part of a group, but it's just you.
Oh, just us?
You're not
if
part of a group.
If we would sit right next to each other?
Yeah, on the same
usually
side.
Usually across the table, but I think, I don't know, it depends on how much you wanted to cuddle up to each other.
I really don't care if you're snuggling up, but apparently some anonymous interviews with restaurant staff hate the same siders.
Oh.
They tend to take longer to eat. Apparently, gazing into someone's eyes while you eat slows you down.
Oh.
Probably because they're making out at the table and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They really don't like it. They also say that couples sitting on the same side of the table are more prone to public displays of affection, which can make other people in the restaurant uncomfortable. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
if you're sitting right next to each other and you're like, could very easily touch... So,
yeah, I mean, like my wife won't even let me hold her hand in public anymore. It's like, grab it. She smacks in my hand. Don't touch me.
Why?
No, I'm kidding. Oh. I'm exaggerating. But she's definitely not a PDA kind of girl.
Oh, I like PDA. Not like over PDA, but like a little peck, a little kiss or hand.
Yeah, a little smooch. I've never had a problem with anyone having a little smooch in public.
Yeah. All out makeout session. Yeah. No.
Five-minute tongue kisses. No.
No.
I don't really want to watch that. No.
Go home in your car or something.
No. I would be interested to hear from restaurant folks about the same siders. If they have as big an issue with it as the people in the story do.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a while since I have done that. You know, worked in the restaurant industry. So
yeah, me too. But
I'm trying to think if...
I remember when I worked at Jake's out in Deadwood, we used to see it a lot. I mean, there was one table that was pretty much designed because you're sitting side by... Crystal and I actually sat in that spot one time. It can be a four top, but it's like in the aisle because it's pretty small in there. But there's like a love seat for two and then you're looking at the fireplace.
Ooh, I like
it's a very cool romantic spot.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat there one time, but it was just kind of weird to, you know... You're talking to someone next to you when they seem like they should be across from you.
If you're going to be on a date, though, it's kind of easier to have a conversation with them when they're across the way. Like,
yeah.
You and I are across from each other. Like, we would have a harder time with our conversations if we were
side by side.
So.
Might as well be in a different room.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute.
No.
If you work in a restaurant and you've had issues with the same ciders, I would love to hear about it. 361-557. Email or text AM at hot1047.com. 829 now, hot104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on hot104.7.
This is
Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Lance Armstrong has reportedly offered to rat out his fellow dopers in a federal investigation and also to pay the government $5 million to settle allegations of fraud. Both offers were turned down by the Justice Department. Ryan Gosling loves to knit. If he comes out of the closet, I swear to God, I don't even know what I'm going to do. Anyway, he says, quote, I did this scene in Lars and the Real Girl, where I was in a room full of old ladies who were knitting, and it was an all-day scene, so they showed me how. It was one of the most relaxing days of my life. If I had to design my perfect day, that would be it. Are you freaking kidding me, Ryan Gosling?
That would bum you out, wouldn't it?
Right? Jessica Simpson will star in an upcoming NBC sitcom based on her life. She's playing a fictional version of herself, but there aren't many details beyond that. NBC is pumped about it. In fact, one exec referred to Jessica as, quote, a truly modern-day Lucille Ball with incredible comedic chops. And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
So, we have straightened the hair.
We have.
And the pictures have been taken.
It's lovely.
And I don't know if we'll put the video up or not. Maybe just like the last little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of boring.
Yeah.
Just me.
It was just us
straightening it and chatting.
It was kind of like being at a salon.
Yeah, we were having salon chat.
Yeah.
We did decide, though, that every stylist should take a chatting 101 class.
If you're not good at it.
Yeah. Well, even if they are good, they should learn how.
Yeah, but most stylists are women, so it usually comes kind of natural.
I swear to God, I'm going to take that button out. It's going to be deleted, and you're not even going to know it. God, I hate that button.
I love that button. So, I got a couple of texts when we were going through that list of, you know, bosses. Would a woman be a better boss than a man? We got a text that said, men are better bosses because naturally women have a more emotional response to a situation. Men tend to be more logical.
I think, though, however, that emotion sometimes is good when dealing with some other people. Like, I think that it shows passion and compassion.
Yeah.
So I think that it's not always a bad thing.
Like, you can feel bad about having to fire someone.
Right.
They need to be fired, but...
Yeah. But you can make them feel better about it. You know?
Feel better about getting fired.
Well, yeah. Have you ever got fired and actually felt good about it? Like, I've fired people before, and they walked out feeling, like, not so bad about it.
That's what you think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, it still sucks getting fired.
Yeah. It's not
but
fun.
I was very nice.
When you did it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're...
Some people I wasn't so nice because they really ticked me off.
I got fired once. And what do you suppose my reaction was?
Anger.
Actually, no, twice I did.
Anger.
Yeah.
Lots of anger.
Well, one time I royally got screwed out of money.
Oh.
So that time...
Understandable.
Yeah. The other time I got fired, I chucked my keys into a... very, very cluttered closet and said, good luck finding them.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I think that's funny. Yeah.
Another thing we were just talking about was the people who same-sided at the restaurant. You know, couples, they're all lovey-dovey and they're sitting on the same side of the table.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, my God.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to talk about lovey-dovey stuff when I'm lovey-dovey somebody, yeah. But since I'm not, I really don't want to. Just
I got a text that said I worked at McDonald's for a while, and one time there was a couple that was side-by-side. I was making out. It went on so long that the manager asked them to leave.
Oh, boy. That go to your room.
That is a long time.
Well, it's in your car.
Kristen's on the phone. How are you, Kristen?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's up?
So my best friend was working in a restaurant, and my cousin and her husband came in. And they literally sat on the same side of the booth, and they would take the light bulb out from above the light, and they would make out in the booth.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, oh, I do not know you.
Are they in junior high?
No, they're like 20 years old, if not older.
What?
Well, that does explain it a little bit if they're only like 20. You tend to be a little more jumping on the PDA in your early 20s as opposed to your late 20s. But
it's still gross.
Yeah, it is just kind of gross. And they're with other people?
No, it's just them two, but in a restaurant. It'll be like a Saturday night.
Wow. Yeah. That's a little too much. Thank you for the call, Kristen.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye. Same side in it. Unless it's a really cool called for in front of a fireplace kind of table.
Yeah, like, oh, you know? Romantic.
Yeah, then, yeah. Mm-hmm. Our poll question today. Which
one of
story,
the dumbest that we've ever done.
It is, without question, mm-hmm. but I thought it would be telling as to, because the media is going bonkers with Lance Armstrong.
I don't really care. Like, I just don't care.
It's almost
it.
Like Oprah said, I'm doing an interview with Lance Armstrong. If you do not give it lots of coverage and get people to watch my own network, like how I did that pun, my mm-hmm. own network.
I get it.
I will crush all of you with my money and girth.
And girth.
That's what I
know, right?
It's that's like, kind of the feeling I get.
It's like because Oprah's making it a big deal, so and it has to be a big deal.
I don't care. Poll question results. Which story do you care more about? Random story about the hot girl from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air loving one-night stands.
Tatiana.
Oh, yeah. Or Lance Armstrong admitting doping news. 76% say they'd rather hear about the hot girl from Fresh Prince.
Tatiana.
So, mm-hmm. there you go.
I love her name, and I just like saying her name over and over. Tatiana.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. I might name my kid Tatiana if I ever have another kid. It was a girl.
Okay.
I like that name.
But if you do have another kid, it'll be a boy.
No, I doubt it. I'll probably only have girls.
And you'll name him Hayden or
Hayden.
Peyton.
I like Weston for a boy.
Oh, that's right. Weston is the name. Yeah. Of Owen or Ian or
Ian. Owen.
Weston.
Mm-hmm. Not Ian. That'd be weird.
I know. Yeah, I meant to say Ian.
Yeah, Weston.
Okay.
Yeah, T-O-N.
All right. Well,
that's a great name.
I think it's time for us to get off the stage.
Oh, I'd like to think of the little people.
We got Chingy tickets to give away. You want Chingy tickets? He's at the vault on Friday. Give us a call, 361-5557, caller 10. They belong to you.
Need more Andy and Mel? Log on. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:54, and we got Chingy tickets to give away. Eric's on the phone. How are you, Eric?
Good, good. Am I 10th?
You are the 10th caller, Eric. Yeah. Got tickets for you to go see Chingy Friday night at the vault, all right?
Dang, man. That's crazy. I always get the beep beep sign every time I call. It's like, beep.
Nice. Beep. Congratulations, Eric.
Beep.
Yeah, beep. So my hair is now straightened. You got pictures up yet?
I am working on it right now. I got my computer issues to stop being issues
okay.
all of a sudden. So
I'm going to tweet
thank
a picture.
Fixing that. Okay.
I'm going to tweet a picture here in a second.
I came up with a really good title.
Oh, you did? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it is. I don't doubt that at all. Okay, this is completely random and out of nowhere, but I think it's fun.
Okay.
We swallow things all the time that we don't realize we're swallowing.
Thanks for saying that.
Yeah.
Because that's what we want to hear about today.
Sometimes we do swallow things we know we're swallowing. That, you know, like you accidentally swallow a bug, you know, it just basically flies down your throat and you're like... A study by Dusseldorf University Hospital in Germany says these are the three most commonly swallowed things by adults on accident in Germany.
Spiders.
No. Dentures. Number three.
Whoa, how would you swallow your dentures?
And they come loose while people are eating and accidentally swallow them. Now, I don't think they're like full mouth, you know, like lower jaw dentures, but like, you know, maybe partials or something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Number two, chicken bones.
Oh.
So somewhere between 8% and 40% of all accidentally swallowed objects.
Are chicken bones?
Yeah. And number one, fish bones.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. They didn't fish have real bones. Firm estimates on these, but somewhere between 9% and 45% of all accidentally swallowed objects are fish bones.
I can totally see fish bones because some of them are so small and little.
Yeah.
It's easy to swallow them. So I could see that.
Coins were also mentioned in the survey, but doctors say they would have been number four on the list. The toothpicks are another big problem. Biggest problem with those, they don't show up on x-rays.
They don't?
No, they're not dense enough.
Oh.
It's not like a, you know, a piece of metal will show up perfectly right. on an x-ray.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bones show up because they're really dense.
That makes sense.
You know, yes. It has to be a very densely packed tissue or whatever to do that. And wood is not, I guess, dense enough to show up on an x-ray.
Huh. Interesting.
I do know that carrots will show up on an x-ray.
That's good to know.
Yeah. from a friend of mine that went to medical school.
Okay.
Can't really tell the rest of that story on the air, but...
All right.
And then did you hear about Facebook? Their brand new search engine. And of course, because it's Facebook, it's creepy and privacy invading.
Okay.
And they announced it yesterday, and it searches people's interests, hobbies, and social history. So you could search for friends in your area who like hiking, and it would find that.
And then you would add them?
Yeah, and it rolls out to everyone over the next few months.
What?
Yeah.
I don't want people knowing the stuff I'm into and then randomly. I already have enough random people that add me that I don't know.
And there are, I saw on the news last night, they lost 1 million users in December. Facebook did.
Because of all the ads?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got annoyed with the ads. What are the ads that people are wound up about? I'm not.
I don't think that they're bothering.
Are they that
them.
Bad?
No.
I mean, Google is pretty light on ads. You mean the ones on the right side?
No. I think it's more, honestly, on their mobile. Because, like, I'll put on the mobile one, right? And then all of a sudden, almost immediately, yeah, this one right now, Bingo Blitz. That's the first thing that comes up on my mobile one.
Oh, okay.
And you can install it if you want to.
I guess I've never.
That's, like, the first thing that comes up. And it really, honestly, I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I don't play that crap.
It's just one little ad, and you don't pay anything for Facebook.
Yeah. No, but I don't. I don't like this though. It's the first thing that comes up.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess people are a little less tolerant if they're dropping Facebook that quickly over it.
Yeah. I got a. See, I got. I don't have an ad first thing. In mine, but
I don't.
No, but third thing down, somebody put in Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, good.
I'm so glad for that.
That was nice.
Yeah. I needed a Honey Boo Boo this morning.
Aww.
That was great.
Yeah. Hot 1047.com.